When they are consuming your minds and your thoughts and your dreams, from the angels to the demons and to the mysteries unseen, there is no need to worry. There is no need for dread. It's just time to discuss the thing at the foot of the bed.
Good evening, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening live to 105.3 out of Mississippi and 107.7 in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and this is The Thing at the Foot of the Bed on UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network, as we like to call it, just UPRN. I'm one of your hosts. My good friend and amazing co-host is next to me. I'm going to hand it over once I get the housekeeping things on the way. He can tell you about our group and all kinds of things. So a little bit about myself. My name is Laura Lee Potvin. I am a host here on the network. I also have my own show, The Angel Rock, on Monday nights here on UPRN from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm a Canadian psychic medium, crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher and mentor, registered nurse, budding animal communicator. I am also well-versed in near-death experiences, having studied them for over 40 years professionally and personally, as well as having one as a toddler, and very well-versed in the paranormal. I always say I didn't go looking for the paranormal, it found us, and we've shared our own personal story on the Travel Channel's Paranormal Survivor on Season 4. Episode 9. Now, if you guys like what you see, please let guys and ladies, guys, I say collectively, please like, share, and subscribe. Tell all your friends and your family about our network. We've got something for everybody here. We stream multiple shows daily, 7 days a week. And when we're not streaming live, this network's been around for over 25 plus years. So the archive server kicks in and randomly picks a show over the last 25 years. And you never know what you're going to see. We've had some amazing content and hosts and shows on this network. And we're always adding new shows to the network. We do have a new show before us. I should have looked up the name, but I did meet them on a panel show about a month ago, and a great set of people there. They've got a lot of knowledge about the paranormal, ufology, cryptids, you name it. So be sure to check them out just before us. And then, as you know, after us, the second night of the Outer Realm with Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano is going to be on. I'll remind you at the end of that. So if you want to join in the comments, we're going to say hi to everybody here as we always do. If you know the Angel Rock as well as the Thing at the Foot of the Bed, both these shows are very audience participative. Without y'all, it would just be David and I having a wonderful conversation, which we do, but we always enjoy your feedback, questions, and comments. So if you want to join in the chat, because 80% of our audience, which is global, we do stream to every country in the world, believe it or not. So what you have to do, because 80% of you are listening, but we'd love to have you come join the party. So head over to either UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio, YouTube and Facebook. We are streaming to David, my amazing co-host, Hansel's The Spirit Experience, his YouTube channel. And I believe it's his They Whisper to Me page on Facebook. I'm streaming on my Facebook profile, Laura Lee Potvin. I'm streaming on my YouTube, which is the Angel Rocker Tribe with, or, sorry, Angel Rock with Laura Lee Potvin. That was my Facebook group, sorry, Canada's Most Haunted. I am streaming to my Instagram over on the Angel Rock. So the only thing is they don't integrate the comments from Instagram over to the main, because I do produce the show, so I usually have the content from all the platforms. So we're not ignoring you. I'll try and pop over there from time to time to say hi, how are you, and come and join us. Let me see, did I remember everything I want to tell you? No, I didn't. If you want to watch us on TV, we do have our own TV channel for the network on Roku. You're going to go to the channel store and you're going to be typing in UFO space, P as in paranormal. There's a drop-down list. There's about three or four. There's a whole list, but we're about the third or fourth one down. You're looking for UFO Space Paranormal and United Public Radio Network. And you can watch us on there, as well as many of the other shows are also streaming over to the channel. So be sure to check that out. Now, lastly, I don't want to forget to say this. We've got everybody filing in here, all our regulars from, we got people from all over the world here. We love having y'all here. We're going to say hi in just a minute. So come hang out with us in Thunder Bay, Northwestern Ontario, Canada. That's where I live, smack dab in the middle of Canada, right on Lake Superior, one of the biggest Great Lakes in the world. This October 4th to the 6th, 2024, for the Lake Superior Paranormal Convention. Tickets are available now. There's VIP Plus, there's Supernatural and VIP Passes, but they are limited. And as I understand it, over half of them are already sold out, which is awesome. There's going to be talks about the paranormal, workshops, a paranormal investigation, and vendors. I will be joining the vendor table. I have a table there. Guest speakers will include Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, our own Carrie Lynn Shellhorn, who is here in UPRN. Her show tomorrow, Spirit Switchboard, will be on from 6 to 8 p.m. She is an incredible medium as well as paranormal investigator, super gifted when it comes to anything psychic. So be sure to check her show. She always has the best guests on there. Plus, I'm a little biased. I just adore her. We are friends. So I'm finally going to get to meet her in person. And who else have we got coming? She's also going to be doing a special event called Spirits and Sweets. That's on the Sunday afternoon. So she's going to be giving messages from Spirit while people sit around and enjoy delicious, sweet, yummy things to eat. So you want to check that out for sure. Hang on. Who else have I got here? Chris Rutkowski. He's with the UFOs and Bigfoot type of subjects. So we've got pretty well everything covered here. We've got Dean McCauley from Dark History. He also has Thunder Striker films, I think, on YouTube. He's local to Thunder Bay, and he's been on the Angel Rock before. We've got the Winnipeg Paranormal Group and myself. I'm going to be giving a talk too. So Lucky Paranormal is putting this on. I've been seeing their incredible photos. They were on the Angel Rock at the beginning of April and said they were going to the UK. So I think they were doing an investigation last night or the night before in a haunted castle. So be sure to check their page out. And if you want to buy tickets, please check out LakeSuperiorParacon.com. I did ask the ladies about, hopefully they said they were going to look into it, about streaming the conference, which would be really nice if people could buy an online ticket. So if you can't make it here physically, you could still join in the fun online. So I'll keep you updated once I find out. I think that's everything, Dave. Take it away.
I don't know where I am right now. while you were talking, a video came up of, I was looking up monster sightings from 2024. There. And I looked up one and I started watching it for a minute. It was only a minute something long. And then I thought, oh God, nope. Wasn't a good one.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It wasn't that it wasn't true. It was that they kept saying, look in the upper left-hand corner of, and it's like, it's another one of those videos where, you know, it's so small. It's so this, and I get it. It's a personal experience, but it's just not going to show for anybody else.
Gotcha.
So, unfortunately, that's what that was. Anyway, you guys, my name is David Hansel. I'm a spiritual medium channel, NDE survivor. And I also study NDEs, not as long as Laura Lee has. I do all about the same stuff Laura Lee does almost. We'll just leave it at that.
Pretty well the same. I should just say David and I do the following.
I do a whole lot of channel writing. I mean, it's something that I do pretty much every day.
I don't do it every day, but I do. I think that was one of the first things I did too.
I have readings on my website. I have readings on my website, like channeled angel readings. So I'm always doing those.
Where I was going with that is that's one of the first ways I connected with spirit was doing automatic writing. Mm-hmm. So, and I remember one lady, she messaged me and I don't know how I knew her, but she reached out to me and she said she lived in California and she said her and her husband's favorite restaurant was called Laura Lies, but it was spelled the same name way as my name is spelled, but I say it Laura Lee. And we started talking and she just happened to be sharing. She was going through a really tough time and it was like literally spirit took over and I just started typing and I said, big long message. She goes, how did you know all that stuff? I go, I don't know. She goes, well, where did that come from? I said, I don't know. I think I was just open and just started typing and it wasn't the way I would speak or anything, but it was definitely from spirit.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I started channeling the, well, call it the angelic realm. I use it, I base that loosely because angels are a lot more than what we think they are. But anyway, when I first started channeling people, it used to be they asked a question and then people said, I don't want to have a question, but I really want to get a reading like this. And I said, well, then just say whatever, then say whatever, whatever, just give permission, whatever you want to know. And that was my validation for all of it. It was good because, you know, same thing, Larly, as you, I would just sit down there and get into my space and just start typing. And I'm a very slow typer unless I'm doing that for some reason. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're taking over my fingers and all that. It's the thoughts come in so fast and all you can do is write them down. But they were answering. It's almost like they were reading people's minds. And that's what was really flooring me because it's like, how did you know that? It's like, I don't know. They just told me and I write it. So that's my job. But I felt bad charging people for that because, well, I do. I have to, obviously. Otherwise, I'd never have a moment's peace of anything. But for that, it probably takes about 15 to 20 minutes to answer. Mm-hmm. And I get very, I don't, it's like I take a break. I literally just sit here and relax. Mm-hmm. And they do all the work.
So, I don't sit down very long. If I do sit down, like I love to read, like I could sit there and read a book for 3 days and barely stop, but I don't have the time anymore. Let's say hi to everybody. Here we go.
So do me a favor, say hi to everybody because there's something I wanted to bring up on the show tonight and I got to go get it. I'll be right back.
Okay. So I got Cindy Simpson. I also, you guys downloaded, an interesting case from a different channel, and I checked it out on YouTube, or I mean on TikTok to back it up, and it sounds like it's quite the intriguing experience. So we've got Diane Brighton, let's see who else, we've got Sandra Sharp, Kasun Lee, he's over in Sri Lanka, we got Mish, she's probably Friday morning over in Australia, I don't know if you're at work or not, Julie Jean Bassett, we've got Kathy Hanley Little, who else have we got here? I'm still going through everybody saying hi to everybody, which we love when you do that. Hang on, I saw Michelle Wilfong. We got Debbie Schmoly. We got Jennifer M. So, and then Cindy Simpson says, wow, that's amazing. I definitely need to start automatic writing. It's pretty, well, I found it pretty easy to do. And I think it is if you're willing to just even just pick a word or a thought and start writing and then just sort of just be open if you can and let the pen start writing. It's really interesting to start that way and just see what comes back. And even if nothing does come, but you've got your own thoughts, just start writing and you will be surprised what starts to come through if you're open to it. All right, David. Hi, Nicole Thomas Ryan. So now you got me really intrigued because David didn't tell me this before the show. So it's going to be a surprise for me too.
So I've been thinking about this a lot and this talk about when people manifest things. Sometimes you manifest things you don't even realize you're manifesting. You just start thinking about it. But I'm writing a book, all that. And I've been writing it for a while, trying to make it perfect. And I was just thinking to myself about writing books and all this other stuff. And I wish I knew some other publishers or some publishers and all that. And all of a sudden I got an email from somebody off TikTok who wanted to collaborate with me and send me a book to read. They said, if we send you this book, will you read this for me? And they said, yeah, what's the book? Do you know who Raymond Moody is?
I've heard the name.
Dr. Raymond Moody. He's the one with all the NDE stuff. And he wrote the first book, Life After Life. And now they wrote this book too. Now,
oh, nice.
It's the first book, Life After Life. So you guys, I've been reading it and it's really good. And I told them I would read them. I also hinted to them that I'm also writing a book. But anyway, you guys, get this book. It's really good. If you're interested, it's not a super long read for you, but this has like the really proofy stuff of NDEs. But there is something that Laura Lee, I knew, would be very interested in because I'm interested in it as well. And that's psychomantium. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. Psychomantium, that's where they would look in the mirror and do mirror gazing, and they have the oracles of death and whatever that would be there. And they actually give instructions how to make one.
There's a couple paranormal investigation sites that actually have psychomantium rooms that you can go in there with notoriously active spaces, and you can go in there and, you know, try your various communication techniques and scrying and all kinds of things, right? So yeah, I've definitely seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I'm gonna do that in my house at some point, probably in this room. But this room has a pretty good energy in it, so mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it.
You know what? I ended up looking at some mirrors. I'll show you guys Michael's Crafts. For those that are in North America, it's a craft store.
Woo-hoo. And I'll say hi to everybody while you're gone. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sandra. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Debbie Shimoli. Holy Shimoli. Diane Brighton and Kasun. Oh, that's pretty.
Okay, so they call this their goth line. The only time they ever have a goth line is at Halloween. I could not believe they have an office and kind of Victorian, sort of darker, moodier, beautiful thing. And I thought, how nice would, I don't know if you guys can see all that. I'll try and do it.
What is that actually? Is that a shelf?
It's a shelf.
Oh, that's way cool. That would look really good in here.
I'm going to hang it up on the wall, and it's got beautiful floral paper on the back. It looks really antique. It's wood, and I wouldn't have paid $70 for it, but you could use 50% off on anything. They never do that at Michael's anymore. And I just happened to be there, and it was that day. It was this week. And so I picked it up, and I thought, oh, I really like that.
That's really pretty. I like it a lot. I love the whole, my favorite era, I have to say, is the whole Victorian and
we
the whole Victorian.
Love Victorian. Yeah. We've talked about it, and I've always been really drawn to the Victorian era and the colors and looks of it. Sorry, guys, eczema. I guess it doesn't look very good. I'm rubbing cream on down here. I'm rubbing cream on my hand. It's itching. I really love the Victorian era, but I'm also hooked on this little critter here. I love skulls, and I love, here, I'll have to cover this up. Her name is Kuromi. So if you know Hello Kitty, there's a whole family with them. And I love Kuromi because, of course, she wears a little skull hat, and she's a little bit naughtier and saucier. So my eldest son bought me this for my birthday last year. It's a little nightlight. It's so cute. So those are my things I'm into lately. Oh, Julie just said, what a bargain. Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. And there was only one shelf there. They had matching ribbon in this beautiful pink with black. It was almost like a Victorian type of plaid. Like I was just so, you don't see this kind of stuff except at Halloween. So I was really happy they're starting to carry stuff like that.
Did I show you my new deck too? Me and Laura Lee have been buying things this week. I got the new Moonology deck. And this
yes,
is the
you master. Showed me all about that. Yes, last week.
I love that one. I've been using it a lot.
So Nicole wrote, it's a beautiful deck, by the way. Nicole Thomas Ryan says, as a child, I struggled with mirrors and would feel as if I was being pulled into mirrors and other worlds. I became scared of mirrors. I did learn I can see things in mirrors and have learned a little about scrying, but it still makes me anxious. Well, again, Dave and I may, I don't know if we've ever talked about mirrors off air, but on air, mirrors can be portals. They definitely can be portals. So,
yeah, they can.
But like attracts like energy too. So if you go in setting up boundaries, I believe, about what you can connect with or can't connect with, or you can certainly set it up that way. So, but if you go in anxious, right, your vibrational energy is a little lower.
That's what you're going to draw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to draw. Yeah. However you go in the spiritual world, whatever you go into it with is what you're going to make for yourself most likely. So that's like, we always say, go into something with a real high vibe and real, like, I'm okay. Say, if you need a protection prayer, say one. If it makes you feel good, it's going to work. So,
and if you don't want to be around them and you really feel that way, that's okay too. You don't have to have mirrors. Now, I've heard, like when we were talking with the psychomantiums, it was Paranormal Quest, I forget where they were investigating. One of their rooms, it wasn't the psychomantium room, but it was a really active space. And One of the rooms had been set up with mirrors facing mirrors, and they actually had their SLS camera out. For people who don't know what that is, it maps supposedly yourself as well as any spirits there, and you'll see them as stick figures. And they actually got quite a bit of activity going back and forth between the mirrors facing each other. It was pretty interesting.
We had, I told you a long time ago, and I did an investigation. Brandy, if Brandy was here, she would know about it at the sanitarium. Downstairs, there's this little room, and somebody stuck like a full-length mirror in there, and just everybody, all the paranormal teams over there, oh, it's a portal. Nobody would go sit in there. Nobody's going to sit in there. It's a portal. And I'm like, oh, I'll sit in there. And I did, and I said, and I came out, and they said, so did you get anything? I said, no, it's a dirty mirror in a little basement. That's not where the ghosts are. This isn't a portal, my friends. This is a $7 mirror from Walmart. It's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it wasn't.
There's no way to tell though if a mirror.
Well, we did, because we had three other mediums sit after me, and every one of us said, this is a mirror, dude. It's not a portal. What happened is, we caught that they were trying to sell it as a portal.
Oh, well, how you're supposed to be able to tell, okay, if I remember correctly, is you put your finger up to the mirror, and if you touch the mirror, and it, you can see almost like you know it's a mirror, like it looks like kind of bit like the foil. But if you put your finger up to the mirror, but you don't see kind of the mirror background, like it looks like.
Yeah, I think there should be a space between your finger, or there is a space. That's what it's supposed to be, and I don't remember.
What I was always told, kind of like what you're saying, but okay, so if there's no space, you're right. But it almost looks like it goes further inwards versus you said the space. You said it, that's exactly much better stated than the way I said it, because you're right. No, but it's true, because then they have the reflective foil behind the glass, right?
Yeah.
So you can tell if it's a mirror. That's supposed to be one way to be able to tell, I've heard.
But I love scrying, but I do it. But the thing is, because people always ask me, are you seeing like this fog and stuff in the crystal ball? And I said, no, the crystal ball is nothing for focus. That's why I tell people you can scry into a toothpick. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it's
Debbie,
it's
all Debbie Schmoly. I remember she got all.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does stuff like that. Yeah, water scrying is really cool. And it actually, and you know what? I can get what people say, because actually, I'm going to take that back. Just so anybody who else who does scrying or like the crystal ball scrying, it doesn't appear within the ball for all to see, but the focus on it, it's so strong to us, it actually looks like the picture on it. Does that make sense?
I have a scrying crystal, a special one that's a special type of amethyst. But really what it is, it's more or less to focus, right? Like, it's not like you're going to be getting a movie playing in the crystal ball.
No, it's a focus, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that all the old movies where they used to, I think it was the movie that kind of did it the bad way was, unfortunately, The Wizard of Oz, where the they would look in there. But also they did scrying in, did you ever see, what was the name of that movie? Oh, it's such a good movie, Time Bandits. Did you ever see Time Bandits? In Time Bandits, Evil, the guy who plays Evil, he has a big cauldron of water, and he scries in it, and he looks into the future to it. And it's really quite interesting. I love how they portray those things. But most of scrying is within the mind.
Okay, so Debbie says, I have some, because I remember some of Debbie's pictures. I have some amazing smoke scrying images. No, I know you do, but I remember you used to go, because Debbie is close to salt water, if I remember correctly, or you can, and you got some pretty interesting in some of the water places in nature, I remember, Debbie, a few years back.
Yeah, smoke, cool. Smoke is really cool, because not all, if you do scrying into like smoke or flames and stuff like that, a lot of people will say it's paraphilia. What is that called?
Pareidolia.
But, and I'm going to say, yeah, for the most part, a lot is pareidolia. But I've seen some pictures. I'm like, that's not pareidolia. That is a literal picture. That is a
picture. See, now that's the thing, right? Like when people, we've all seen it and had a good laugh over it, right? Somebody gets a piece of toast and it looks just like Jesus's face or something. Yeah. And people say that's pareidolia. But I always say, is it really though? When everybody could see it without even being told, and you all see the same thing.
That's what exactly what you just said. That's what I personally gauge it on. Can 10 people look at it, all see the same thing without being told what it is? Mm-hmm. I'm more apt to say, I bet that's real. Yes. But because it's the same with like, what is it called? EFT. Why can't I think of the name?
EVPs.
EVPs. Oh my God. I kept saying I got EFT tapping in my
mind. I was like that all day today, trying to remember stuff. I've warned you ahead of time. I haven't had much sleep and I get forgotten.
No, neither. Okay. We're going to be really wonky tonight, you guys, but it'll be fun. But with EVPs too, I always say, when somebody says, listen to this EVP, it says, get out of my house. I'm like, don't tell me what it says. I want to know if I hear it the same way you are. Because I've had people put stuff up and say, this is what it says. And I'm like, where did you get those words out of what was just played? And it's like, no. I like when a lot of people listen to it and they all write down what
they heard. About the one I played that came over? I'm not calling it an EVP, but I don't know what that was. That voice that came through last week.
That was loud. I don't know what it said.
It was clear.
It was very clear. Yeah, it was really quite clear. Debbie said you bought a new computer this week. Is it haunted? That's what we want to know, because you are on the thing at the foot of the bed. So we want to know, is that laptop haunted, girl?
Dave, we forgot to tell them about our group.
Oh, you guys, anybody listening in the airwaves out there or watching in here, Laura Lee and I have a group on Facebook. It is called The Thing at the Foot of the Bed with Laura Lee Potvin and David Hansel. Please go ahead and join that group, because within that group, you can share stories of things that happened to you. You can talk to other people who are weird just like you. And whatever we play in videos, Laura Lee usually downloads into the group. When we get to at least 200 in the group, then Laura Lee and I once in a while will go live in there and do some card reads and some lives and have some fun. Right now, I think we're just over 100 or something.
I just checked. We're at 102.
So 102.
Got there pretty quick. So let's get to that next 100. I want to give Nicole Thomas Ryan a shout out. I didn't see this. I haven't been in here for a day and a half or so. She posted Dragon Riders of Pern, and she says dragons and dolphins. Ooh, I like that. That's awesome. Mm. Yes, right on.
I love dragons. I used to do... I've got a whole thing. I did a lot of research on dragon energy. So... not to put, but now whatever you believe about dragons, it's the same as like with elementals. I know they exist. They don't always look like the little people.
It's hard to see, but I have a dragon.
Yeah. Dragons at some point, as far as I'm concerned, probably did exist. I don't know if it was on this world or what, and I don't know if they ate people or what they did, but there's an energy, dragon energy. And you can use it in readings. And there's a whole classification of dragons. And I did some studies, like what you call the young ones, the old ones, what they look like. I know Diane Cooper. Is it Diana Cooper? She has, do you have her dragon cards?
I think I might have the little deck. She does unicorns. I use dragons in protection. And
okay, dragons in protection.
It's the year of the dragon in Chinese astrology. So even with my resin, I have so many dragon molds I bought for this year, because that's why I'm showing you guys. It's hard to see. I can't turn my arm very much, but I drew this tattoo. It's a dragon years ago, and it's got all, it does not want to turn my arm. It's got all kinds of symbology and stuff in it. Hi, Kelly. Oh, that's beautiful, David.
Yeah, my friend Marianne made that for me. It's beads. It's just those tiny little beads.
Oh,
yeah,
this diamond painting. Wow.
Yeah, this is like one of those. This is, I said it looks like the yin and yang
dragon. It does to me.
Doesn't it?
Okay, so one of my tattoos back here, it's hard to see. I have a tattoo in the back of my neck, right at the nape of your neck. We've been told by the ladies, they've been on the Angel Rock before, Debbie and Leanne, we were told that Spirit said your fourth eye, I can't verify or not, I'm just passing along the message, is actually supposedly located at the nape of your neck back here. I didn't know that when I got the tattoo, but the reason I mention it is, I'd seen the most coolest tattoo in a yin and a yang with dragons. One was black and one was white, and it was so cool, but I didn't want to copy it. So I redrew it, and mine are Pegasus unicorns in the same type of gothic type on the back of my neck here. Because I love dragons and unicorns and fairies and all kinds of stuff like that. That's a lot of work that Marianne did for you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, oh, she's got all kinds of stuff. But you know, I love dragons. Yeah, in this room, I was going around my room the other day. You guys, when you do what we do, you tend to collect and get really weird stuff.
We just do. You guys have on my dresser right now, and I've shown you guys a couple of things. I have Grogu from The Mandalorian. I have, of course, what are those things called? Pop, you know, those Funko Pops. It's a big one. I have John Wick, but it's Keanu Reeves. I love Keanu Reeves. So I have all kinds of cool, creepy, awesome little thingies all on my dresser. I do. And then my hat collection. I didn't wear a hat. I've worn hats in a while. What else? Remember those Disney mugs I bought, I showed you with the gold handles? Do you remember? They were look like China.
And they Yeah.
Okay, they're all up there. I was at my dollar store and they had incredible, they came from the Disney store. They look like they're China. And one was 101 Dalmatians has Lucky. And the other thing big on TikTok lately is that song We Are Siamese, If You Please, from Aristocats. And
oh, that was the
first movie I ever saw as a little kid. I loved it. So it has Marie on one of them and it has Dumbo on another one. They're super, super cute. Oh, Michelle, I'll be dragging my feet to work soon. Ha, ha, ha. Nicole Gaspard's here. Welcome. So, Nicole.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Yes. And Nicole Thomas Ryan says, Saturday is Star Wars drag. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah. Star Wars Day. Yeah. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th. Ha.
Yes. Yes. So, and it's drag. Maybe I read that wrong. Saturday is Star Wars. Does that say dog? I thought it said drag. It must have drag.
Well, underneath then she wrote day. She just built.
Sorry. So I that would be interesting. Oh, so Jennifer Frost Casista, can someone post a link to your Facebook group with that AI search thing in Facebook? I can't find your group. Jennifer, are you? Let me see. I think you're on my friends list. Here, hang on. Yeah, I can. Do you want me to post it, Dave? I just realized how to do it. So give me a sec.
Please, by all means. Nicole
Facebook. Oh, she's in Facebook. I was going to post it. Oh, you
it's
know
bad what? To go to, it's bad to go to Disneyland on the 4th of May. Oh, I suppose. They got a lot of Star Wars stuff. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay. I think for me personally, any day is the worst day to go to Disneyland.
Okay, Facebook, give me a sec. I'll post. It's going to post on every platform here. So give me a sec. I'll get it going. Now I got to find out how to use it. Okay, not invite. I want to share. So give me a sec and we'll share the link. If it'll get, I hate when they do all this stuff with your groups, don't you? Like now they've got, I thought it said share. Yeah, it does say share. I don't know why it did that. It's supposed to share it. And it gave me, it gave me, it was the weirdest thing. It gave me something completely different. Okay, give me a second.
Hold on a minute. Hi, Pete Isett. Hello from Pete Isett watching in Todcaster, North Yorkshire, England. Love these shows. Well, thank you, Pete. We're glad you're here. And we love England. Trust me.
Hi, Howie. Well, hi, nice to see you. I know it posted everywhere. That's usually why I post off my own YouTube. But this way it'll be on every platform. That is the link to the group. So you guys, it's there. So hopefully, Jennifer, you can find it. Welcome, Pete. We love having people pop in and say hi. We hope you'll stay to the whole show. So I don't know. Do you want me to share this spooky thing? It's a little bit long. Cue ball is in the house. LOL. That's how he said. Okay, if you say so, Howie. okay, so I wasn't sure how to do this because what I might do, it's on YouTube. I downloaded it, but it's such a long video because it was the whole thing and I wasn't going to splice it up. So give me a second. Okay.
Give me a second. My mother just called 15 times. Let me see.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to mute yourself while I'm doing this then? And you go ahead and take care of that?
Yeah, you go ahead and play and I'll be right back. Okay.
Alrighty. Hang on, guys. I'm just getting this ready here. Stop. Okay, we got it ready. Okay, so I'll give you a little bit of history about that. May is your birthday month. Well, happy early birthday. It's my partner's birthday too at the end of the month, the 25th of May. So I know quite a few people that are born in May, actually. So what this is, I was looking for some new videos. I checked out Nuke's Top 5, which had some pretty spooky stuff last week. I looked at Bizarre Bub. They had some spooky stuff. Nicole says, thanks, May 30th. I'll be 52. Ugh. And Julie says, yes, Diane Cooper, love her dragon deck. Oh, happy birthday to Kelly's mom, too. Anybody celebrating in May, happy, happy birthday. How about that? So I found this video. It came up because I was looking for spooky stuff. And this says it's the most scary videos on the internet. I don't know if I could call it that. But the reason why I shared this is, or want to share this is an interesting story about what's going on. And, oh, Michelle Wilfong, my birthday, May 27th. My late husband, May 25th. That, like I said, same day as my partner's. So happy birthday. And Nicole says hers is on May the 8th. Oh, your cousin too. So I told you lots and lots of May birthdays. Back to this video. Now, this woman sounds like they moved into someplace out in the country. I want to say it's Alabama. And there was a video that's kind of gone viral, was sort of this spooky voice, but you couldn't hear what it was. But this is a little bit more of the backstory. Sorry, I got to stop for a second. Celebrating my birthday today with y'all after a long day at the Muggle. Is it your birthday, Julie? Happy birthday, Julie. I did not realize it was your birthday today. You guys, it's Julie Jean Bassett's birthday. Y'all know who she is. You heard me shout her out. And if you haven't, you got to check out juliejeanbassett.com. She is an incredible animal communicator as well as healer, shamanic practitioner. So check her out. She was so modest about it. Well, we're glad you're celebrating your birthday with us, Julie. If I would have known, we'll have to have virtual cake. And Kathy Hanley Little says, my husband's rebirth to the spirit realm is the 23rd. Okay, that's a difficult month, I'm sure, Kathy, for you. And we send you all much love and healing. And back to this video. So maybe I'll just play it. How about that? Why don't we do that? And then we will see what y'all think about. It's a little bit longer, so share the screen. Hang on, just takes me a second here. Okay, I want to make sure it's big enough here. I don't know how big it's going to be. Let's see. Okay, so this is the video. I hopefully skip past the commercials. So I want to unmute it, and I'm going to restart it for... Hopefully, yeah, it went a little bit too far because I want to play this right from the beginning. We'll make it bigger for you. And then I'm going to make sure I got it on here. I got it on the stage. Okay, good. So it's a little bit longer, but I'm going to play it for y'all. You guys see what you think, see what you can hear.
Area with her two sons began to note this peculiar and inexplicable sound voices permeating her yard. Determined to uncover the source of disturbances, digitally positioned a series of trail cameras throughout her property to monitor any unusual activity. One fateful night, shortly before midnight, her vigilance paid off as the camera system detected movement, triggering an alert that swiftly reached Mandy's attention. What unfolded in the footage is really bone-chilling.
Make it anyway. Yeah.
Despite the absence of visible entities on the camera feed, Mandy's apprehension heightened as she listened to the eerie sounds and unsettling whistling captured by the equipment.
I'm going to play it through because it's quite an intriguing story. And I thought this is an interesting thing to talk about tonight. I'd love to hear all your thoughts about this. So hang on.
Several nights later, while out with her children, Mandy received yet another alert.
Let's try and get through. Oh, we're almost through it. So hang on. That's why I hate YouTube. Of course, it wanted to send me to the... okay, let me play it. That's why I tried to download it, but it was too long.
The tension escalated as scratching and knocking sounds permeated the audio feed, accompanied by the chilling demand of a voice imploring to be granted entry.
The reason why I started to tell you guys about that, I've heard that clip, "Let Me In," and the scratching, but people have never told the true story of it. Like, it's been used in so many different videos, but nobody's told the true story. So you've heard this, but wait till you see what happens next. Because I wasn't sure, the way it had been shown many times I'd seen it, that it was a strange neighbor knocking on the door wanting to come in. This is no neighbor. Y'all let me know what you think. I'm stopping it too, because just with fair use, when we're playing a YouTube video, if you stop it every now and then with some commentary, it'll be, you can use it this way like we're using it. So hang on.
Mandy's unease deepened as the disturbances seemed to infiltrate the sanctity of her son's bedroom.
This may be hard to see. Oh no, it'll be okay.
Following her departure from her son's room, a bone-chilling voice ominously declares, "I see you, and you're mine now," hinting at a sinister presence with ominous intentions towards her son. Later that very night, an unsettling event unfolds as something horrifying is captured on camera from within the confines of her son's bedroom.
This is creepy. It's going to be hard to see, though. I can see if I can try and make it bigger, but I don't think I'll be able... No, I can't.
Capture the camera from within the confines of her son's bedroom.
Dude, that is creepy.
Just wait. You missed the voice. This is a whole story going on. This is creepy. Watch what happens. I thought this was a human being. It's not. Watch the window at the bottom. Might be able to see. They changed the light, I think, but what? I think you can see it. You might be able to. I'll watch a screen.
The tension mounts as the camera captures the window lifting slightly, despite the presence of a child lock, rendering any attempts to pry it open seemingly futile. A ghastly pale face peers ominously into the room where Mandy's son lies asleep, a sight made all the more unsettling by the room's elevation on the second floor,
Yeah, it's on the
compounding
second floor.
The mystery, the camera, which has been steadfastly monitoring the room's interior, was strategically zoomed in on the window, leaving little room for doubt regarding the authenticity of the footage.
It's just a little bit more.
Now, gripped by concern for her son's safety, Mandy finds herself wrestling with a daunting uncertainty about the nature of the threat looming over her family. Several nights later, the outdoor cameras capture a chilling sight. An indistinct figure perched atop the house, initially manifesting as a shadow before gradually morphing into a discernible human form.
How do you take 20,000 children
to New York City with anybody? I think it's almost at the end, but I went to TikTok.
Alarmed by this disturbing development, Mandy wastes no time in contacting the authorities.
911 caller has been informed that you will likely be making an entry to that back door that you saw. Yeah.
Where's your basement entry?
You missed the voice, David.
Despite Mandy's urgent call for assistance, the police's cursory search of the interior, lasting a mere 9 minutes, left her feeling frustrated and disillusioned with their lack of thoroughness. Disheartened by their perceived indifference, she resolved not to rely on them for further assistance, apprehensive about the potential consequences of their negligence. As the enigmatic threat targeting her son persists, Mandy finds herself grappling with the unsettling uncertainty surrounding the identity and motives of this elusive entity. Until more information comes to light, the true nature of the danger lurking in the shadows remains shrouded in mystery. Chris, from the...
Okay, but what I'm going to tell you guys is I went to her TikTok channel because while you I started while you were gone, and there's this voice that comes over that says, "Let me in," and it's scratching. And I've seen that video. It's gone viral, but nobody's told the real story. People have talked about crazy neighbors because you don't see anything on the Ring camera, right? So I went to her TikTok. She is still going through this stuff. There are clips that are caught because they've got recording cameras all around that now he's mine, like trying to get her little kid. And there's stuff going on in the woods. Thank God she's got a husband at least out there because the police didn't do anything. Somebody said, time to move. But what do you guys think that thing is? Like, that was up on the second floor trying to get in the window. Thank God she had child locks on there. What do you think that is?
I don't know what it is. It's hard to say. I guess I could only speculate.
Like, I don't think she's making it up because I wanted to check this out, right? Like, I thought, because I was looking for spookier videos. There's some creepier videos in this clip as well. Nothing as creepy as that.
But do you know her TikTok handle? Send it to me. I'm going to look through it too.
I have a TikTok video from her, actually. So wait, I just realized I do. Hang on, I'll play it.
I had to run away because there was a thing at the foot of my mom's bed, and it was my little drunk brother with a knife.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. I had to call the police for it. I know, you guys. I'm not a fan of alcohol.
Okay, let me play this for you. Hang on. I don't know if you can hear this one or not. If it's not this one, it's the next one. I got two video clips here from her TikTok. It's Mandy. When I'm sharing the screen, after I do, I will find her name if it doesn't show up here. Hang on. Okay. Share. Mandy ASMR 22. All one word. So I'll send you the video clips, Dave, right now so I don't forget. And then you can check out her channel. But she's got stuff going on right. Like, she's got videos in April, like, that she's been posting about what's going on here. Like, this is kind of crazy stuff. There's things like, I see you. There's all, and I know this voice that I heard, like, that we played on this clip. I've seen it on people going with crazy neighbors and stuff, but nobody's told the real story. And this lady's got it out there. I don't know why. Like, I'd almost want to move too, but maybe they can't. And Michelle said, I have pictures of faces and orbs that look just like that face in that window. And Michelle says, have a good rest of the show. Bye, folks. See y'all in the future. See you later, Michelle. Have a good day at work. Okay, if I got it showing, no, I don't. Let's bring it to the stage. Okay, I think it's this. There's what I think I downloaded the one that was saying, like, it was talking about let me in again and about my, like, it wants her little kid. So there's quite a few videos about this. So hang on, we'll see. Yeah, this one's hard to hear. Yeah, this one's going to be with the whistles again. There it is again. Let me in.
I can't hear let me in.
What I'll do is I'm going to post these in the group for y'all. Okay, maybe it's the other video I have. Give me a sec. We'll play the... Okay, I can't remember. I think I played the second one. Let me try the first one. There was one that I had the sound that was pretty loud. Let's see. I think this one I couldn't hear very well. We'll see if it's this one. Yeah, it's really faint, you guys. I'll post these in the group.
I kind of heard that.
Yeah, but it's really faint. I stopped it. Sorry, guys. Because it was really faint. Yeah, there's whistles. Yeah, but did you hear the voice, Howie? Like, he goes, let me in, and scratching. And, like, I didn't want to have too many clips on this, but there was clips. She's got the whole house wired up. She's got a video of a stone. People weren't sure what it was. Like, it threw a stone at her. They've caught all kinds of things on there. And so I went through some of the stuff. Then my kid showed up. So I didn't get scared the heck out of me because I was so engrossed in these videos outside. And he showed up. I was like, oh my gosh. So it's like, what is this? And like, it looks like it's an old farmhouse and there's woods in behind. And yeah, this, like, thank God they had the child lock on the window. And at first I thought, yeah, people are going to say it's just a person, it's whatever. But the kid's bedroom's up on the second floor. And when you see these videos, when I clip them or when I share them in the group, you can literally see the fingers coming in through the window, trying to lift the window up.
That's scary. The thing that concerns me, not like as a, like a fake, I don't mean that. But like my window's too on the second floor, but I also have an eave right below my window. So I wonder if that's where he was. He was on they have a bump out, and that's how he was by the way. I thought he was floating up to the window on the second floor.
I don't think it's a real person though. When you walk, because that's why I checked it out.
The thing was standing on the wood.
Well, I checked it out because I wanted to make sure, because the first video where you were away that I played, I have seen that clip. And it's quite loud of let me in and this creepy voice, like I'm not even doing it justice. And it was scratching and all this stuff. But people have talked about creepy neighbors, crazy neighbors, and they use this as a clip. And you don't ever see anything. You just hear it. But that's, oh, your train. I was wondering what that was.
Can you hear it? Some people can hear it. Some people can't. Yep.
I was thinking, oh God, have you got that whistling going on in the background? I went, oh no, it's a train. No,
it's a train. It's a train. I don't have any whistles. I'm up my office because I'm right in front of my office window and the woods are right there. But I'm 10 feet up off the ground where I am. Now, if something comes in my window and you see me run, you'll know that.
I'm going to go through these comments in just a sec. Yes, I thought I'd share it with y'all and I'll share it in the group. It was pretty interesting. The video right after who he was talking about, Chris, I forget what Chris's last name is. And he's actually an urban explorer. So he goes to abandoned places and he's in these tunnels and he starts hearing weird noises. They were hard to hear. But then all of a sudden you see these two sets of eyeballs staring at him. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. At the end of this never-ending tunnel, he's in an abandoned tunnel system, checking it out by himself. And they just boot it out when they see him. And you hear all these weird noises. And I'm yelling at my phone, dude, get out of there. I'd have been gone after the eyeballs.
I like Michelle Wilfong. Michelle, and I'm not trying to do this to scare you, Michelle, but this is a fact. She says, I sleep with the lights on. What's ever in the dark can be in the light too. That's I'm the same way upstairs because I sleep in the attic of my house and I have a light at the end of my room. I keep on all night long.
I think we all feel safer with a light.
With a little light. Yeah. Yeah.
Even
it does help us feel safe.
Well, I say all the time, there's just this much paranormal activity going on in the daytime as there is nighttime. So it's 3 a.m. somewhere across the world, right? But the thing is, people have a false sense of security. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of activity. So people don't pay attention to it. When it's super quiet and you might be the only one awake at night and you hear or see or feel things, and you've got nothing better to do if you're awake when you should be sleeping and you're focusing on this and it's dark. So I hear you. I would sleep with the light on too.
I got a light on upstairs. I don't like to sleep I've never liked to sleep in complete darkness. Mm-mm. I never have, I don't think.
So I'm going to go back. We got a few comments. I want to hear what people. So everybody, if anybody's, hi, Julie Evans, just saw you joining us. I know it's late over there. So thanks for joining us over in the UK. She said she just woke up and it is Julie Jean Bassett's birthday. She has chosen to spend her birthday with us because we've got lots of May birthdays here. People were sharing.
Happy birthday.
Marissa, I don't know if we got a chance to say hi. Marissa Burriel. So hello,
Marissa.
People are saying they heard the orbs and the whistles. Howie says, pretty intense for sure. And then Marissa says, that's horrifying. Cindy Simpson says, maybe a skinwalker. Please, guys, it's not time for all-star wrestling. My dog and cat are chasing each other. Sorry, guys. It's not Bigfoot in the closet if Kasun's still here.
I was wondering what that was when it first hit me. I'm like, well, that's creepy.
So I'd be interested in hearing, and no judgment or anything. So what makes you think it might be a skinwalker, Cindy? And then Michelle, you're saying you have, Wilfong says she has faces and orbs. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Howie's wondering if maybe it's with the whistles, maybe Faye could be. And then Michelle, I know you're talking, you said you moved to an apartment in 2022, strange stuff happens. Everyone thought you were crazy. So you got cameras and documented. That's why I documented what happened in my previous home. And then I had certain people, not many, but I had a few that told me I was making it all up. I was out. The word clout wasn't even out at that time, but basically I was a clout seeker and attention seeker. And so I ended up documenting everything. And I'm sorry if I doubt they'll be listening, but one person in particular that agreed to speak with me, I called into a particular show and they were into the paranormal and an investigator, and they knew nothing about me, didn't see any of our pictures, didn't see anything. And I heard spirit say to me, you may want to record this meeting over Skype. And then you know how we argue when you speak with spirit, right? In your head, gonna record it. I wish to God I had, because this person proceeded to tell me I was lying and diagnosed me with a whole bunch of mental health diagnoses that don't exist probably in the universe. But my favorite that they told me I was suffering from, and I'm making a t-shirt on this because you called me this, so I'm claiming it, I was suffering from, are you ready for it, everybody? Intergalactic satellite goldfish.
I have to say, do you know what? I don't like when people do that. Yeah. That reminds me of, there was, I'm not going to ever say names of these people, but there was she's a psychic, and she has a show, and I was on one of her podcasts or something. Yeah. I think it was a podcast. We all got together and met. And afterwards, she said, will you stick around? I have a lot of my spiritual friends coming on and all this. And I said, okay. Well, one girl came on. in her story about she's an alien and the feds are out to get her. And she can't go to work and she can't do anything because she's afraid of the feds. So she's saying all this, you know, on the podcast and all that. And these other people are literally egging her on and telling her that's true. She is. She's not from this earth. She's here. She's trapped here. And that's this poor girl. She was believing it. I don't know where she is today. I know she's not on that show no more. I think they told her not to come on anymore. But that kind of stuff, oh my gosh. I don't like when people, like when people say to you that you're crazy. Now I can say that you're not crazy because I know you, and you have had some freaky stuff, but that's weird that that's trying to diagnose you for that.
There is no such thing as intergalactic satellite goldfish.
No, that's what reminded me when you said that, because I thought, oh my God, they were trying, they conned this poor girl into thinking that she was some kind of alien here that the police were after. And this girl was, she was terrified.
Oh, that's not right.
It's not right, but that's what I mean. That was, she was being gaslit by all these psychics that were on there. It was terrible, but that's what reminded me. It's like, I hate when people tell you you're crazy or tell you you're something. Mm-hmm. And intergalactic goldfish, are you kidding me? Sounds delicious.
It's a satellite. Intergalactic satellite goldfish. So, Night Kassoon, I don't know if you heard me. I said it wasn't my Bigfoot, a Bigfoot in the closet. I said if Kassoon's still here, it was my dog and cat deciding to have all-star wrestling at this time. No, and the thing is, okay, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I'm a nurse, and you don't know that I'm a nurse, so you decide to... It was somebody that was newer to the paranormal world and had received a fair amount of infamy very quickly. And knew absolutely nothing, you could tell from talking to them, and told me that I was, they didn't use clout because clout didn't exist, but basically I was a clout chaser and seeker. Yeah. And like, just so awful. I'll tell you, I've only been suggested twice by spirit to record something. So when I didn't listen the other time, I am so glad I listened.
I always listen. If they tell
me, and I don't record everything. It's just when I now know a spirit suggests you may want to record this. It's only happened twice in all these years.
If I get an intuitive hit about doing something, I just do it nowadays.
Well, I was arguing because I'm going, I don't record people. Like, why would I record a Skype meeting? I'm just calling to discuss what's going on at my house. And it was with their permission. They told me to call them. And when I seen how this was going, and all I said to them was, I was really, like, they were getting really insulting. And I finally just said, you know what? I've taken up enough time and enough of your time. Thank you for your time. I'm going to go now. You have a great day. And I hung up, and then he went behind my back and told everybody that I was, again, an attention seeking liar, and I hung up on him. And like, the lies people tell sometimes. And it was like, for what, dude? You told me to call you. Hadn't seen any pictures, hadn't heard her story or anything. I was just making it all up. So we run into people like that, right? So the whole point of sharing that is, if you do see or hear strange stuff, I don't think it hurts. Because that's what you told me. I was obsessing about it because I kept telling you, I have evidence of the stuff I'm telling you. Well, you're just obsessing over it. You're like what I like to diagnose people with. You're suffering from intergalactic satellite goldfish, is what he said. And I was like, really, dude? I didn't say this. I was just getting more and more PO'd. But the whole point is, right, then if people want to call you crazy, but especially in this day and age too, though, right, you got to also be really careful because people still say you're faking it with the deep fake technology and AI. And
Oh, it gets hard nowadays.
Hi, Silent Diva. Sorry. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Sorry, my mom keeps calling, so I've got to.
Well, do you need to go call her again?
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, I'll be back again.
I'll hold things down for you.
All right, I'll be right.
Don't worry. Go deal with it. Family emergency. That happens sometimes, everybody. So Silent Diva. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I wasn't ignoring you there. So that's what happens with a live show, though, right? Sometimes you get crazy stuff happening and sometimes family things. So Dave's parents are a little bit older, too. So if his mom's calling him that many times, he knows she needs him to call her. So I'm glad he's calling. So he might be a few minutes. So if y'all run into anything strange and creepy and weird, and Michelle, thank you for sharing some of your stuff you're going through, I would suggest, yeah, keep documenting. I don't know, we can get cameras even. I know that in our old house, though, our cameras, we could see everything and they would stop recording. We brought it in. It was an expensive recording system. And the guy came there, nothing wrong with it, just would not record. But I think I went through 13 or 14 tires on one vehicle, brand new stove, had the element replaced. I can't tell you how many times. It just would not cook. It would just broil. Like, there were so many things in that house that would happen. Batteries would be drained constantly. Like, it almost like textbook things of paranormal going on, right? So, Michelle Wilfong, you have a great mental health worker. She believes you. She's seen your videos. Well, that's why it's a good thing to document what you're going through. I really think it is, if you're able to, because that way, yep, you're not making it up. And Silent Diva says, I've lived in haunted homes, so I get it. Not everything can be captured on recordings. Absolutely agree with you 100%. But we had our old house, like I said, wired with security cameras. So we had all the cameras because it wouldn't record. We had a giant screen TV with all the cameras up in our bedroom. So we would see, we used to watch TV in the bedroom and stuff at night. So we could see what was going on. Lots of times I would just take pictures of the screen if I saw something, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to get up your, whip your phone out quick enough to record it. So doesn't hurt to have that if you're able to. There's some great recorders out there now, especially the ones that are solar powered. They've gone down in price. You don't even have to hardwire them. And it's always good to record if you can. But you know what? I was having this conversation. I was on my friend Augie Noss' show from Broadcast Team Alpha. He's got a new paranormal show. And I was on there Sunday night with him. Well, actually, it was shown Sunday night. We actually recorded it last Friday, and we were talking about living in a home. He actually has, where he is, it's an older home, and he has roommates he lives with, and they have some spirits in there. We were talking about one that all he can ever catch is out the corner of his eye, and it's a shadow. So we talked about that in various ways about how to possibly communicate. He said he had even tried with astral travel, like in a dream state. And he said, soon as this particular being shows up and it's not in shadow form in the dream state, it leaves. So I just gave him what I was feeling. I said, I'm almost feeling like it's concerned that maybe you might try to get it removed, or, you know, sort of timid or what have you. So it was a really interesting conversation that we had. So Kathy, you say your old house may be in the middle of a portal. Well, it was really interesting, that house. I knew the history of the house, when it had been built and what have you. And we seemed to be the only ones having activity. Mind you, there were three quick owners from 1958 to 1962, because my ex-husband's parents bought that house. He grew up there. He said, we never had anything like that in that house. So it just was weird from the time we moved in there, when we bought it from his parents' house. My youngest was 15 months old. And then things really, really ramped up the last few years before our divorce. So I was told so many things. Now, Howie, if you're still here, you know Katrina Cooper, Debbie Schmoly, if you're here, there's a few people that will know her. And she's a very gifted medium. And I had a reading with her years ago. And I just wanted her perspective on what she thought it might be. And I have a recording of the reading. It was with her permission. And I remember her talking about, she said she could almost hear, like, it was like, almost like the type of noises you would hear on a spaceship, like in like computer type, like Star Trek type stuff. And then she told me that down below, deep, 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 thousands of feet below the ground where my house was, that there had been a crystal planted there by extraterrestrials. Wait till I tell you the rest of the story. And she said that basically First Nations people, because there's a very strong First Nations population where I live, knew where to live and where to put their refuse, their garbage, and that my land was never meant to be lived on. So I thanked her very much for the reading. And then I went, oh my God, has that girl lost her goddamn mind? I really did think that for a few minutes. And then I went, no, she is one of those mediums that if, not that media as mediums, we do this, but if she gave me the lottery numbers to go buy for a winning ticket, I would be running out the door to go buy a ticket. Like that's how accurate she is. And she knows I said this because I had her on the Angel Rock about 6-8 months ago. And I was telling her this, we had a good laugh about it, but I thought, nobody's told me that before, but I was told so many things about that house. Like some people said there was a portal. Some people said like under the stairs. And then like there were so many different things we were told. So I don't know what it was. We had four main entities. I have tons of pictures from that house. Other people experienced stuff in it. I never went looking for this stuff. I had gotten my certified angel card reading course, and I only wanted to deal with oracle cards and angel cards because I wanted nothing to do with the negative. And I remember my partner, still I'm with now for almost 15 years, we were friends in the beginning, and he had said to me, in order to do the kind of work that you're looking to do, Laura, you've got to know the difference. You've got to know what the light is and the dark to be able to tell the difference. And so, yeah, I certainly found out the difference. So Jonathan Keyworth says he's here. He says, hi, from JK47. Jonathan, you'll have to put in the chat, when's your new podcast on again? I was on there with you. I think it's Friday nights, isn't it? And let's see, Silent Diva says, yeah, in the one house, we had an old well in the original base. Ooh, old well. The original basement that I believe amplified the activity at times. The original bit of the house was built in 1780s. Oh my gosh, Silent Diva, you probably could write a book about some of the activity in that house. We were just talking about this before we went live, Dave and I, about what did he call it? The Hill House, I think, is for sale, he had said. That's a notorious haunted location here in the U.S. Well, I'm not in the U.S., but in the U.S. And then if any of you follow any of the ghost hunting shows and what have you, there is Bobby Mackey's. They call it the Portal to Hell, it's been called. And it has an old well in the basement that is being torn down. So I don't know, like, I don't know why people are getting rid of some of this stuff, but they are. Yeah, the Haunted Hill House. Yeah, that's what I told Dave, because he goes, is the Hill or the Hell House? I said, the Hill, it'll be the Hill House. So Kathy Hanley Little says, my old house sounded like a portal. Okay, so Jonathan's new show is tomorrow, 10:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know what? Just go ahead and put that in the chat, Jonathan, the name and stuff, because I came across it. I saved the website for it. They've got a lot of good, he's on a network now, and they've got some really great shows on there and stuff. And don't forget to check out the Rift Nation Network with Howie Odell. He also has the Orion Effect. Dave and I have been on there before. It's awesome. And I always forget because I get talking, y'all. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening live to UFO Paranormal United Public Radio Network on 105.3 out of Mississippi and 107.7 out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And this is The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. And I am one of your hosts. My name is Laura Lee Potvin. Hang on, I'm just going to check this out. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what? Dave's not going to be able to come back. Okay, so you guys are just going to hang out with me. I'm sure he'll update you next week, but lots going on right now. His parents need him right now, a family emergency. So we're going to hang out with me. And so where was I? UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network. And this is The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. Now, Jonathan's new podcast is Legit Darkness Descends on legitpodcast.com. So check it out. It's a pretty cool show. Okay, I'm going to go back to some of your comments here. And I figured that might have been Dave. I felt my watch vibrating. So let's see. Silent Diva. Yeah, it was interesting. I can't even imagine having an old well in the house. Oh, creepy. And so Michelle Wilfong says, that's an old house, Silent Diva. My apartment was built in the 1960s. I have a place working on some research of the property. Yeah, well, that's what you got to do. Research the property, find out who lived there before. Oh, you're welcome, Jonathan. Nicole says, I watched you on Jonathan's podcast. It was great. Oh, thank you. well, we got to all help each other out and watch each other on different shows and stuff. I'm wondering if we're streaming to Instagram. Lots of times we'll get tons of people and then we don't get anybody. So tonight we don't have any. Sending happy thoughts to Dave and his family. Thank you. I'll let him know, as well as Julie Jean Bassett, sending love, prayers, and healing light to Dave and his family. I hope everything is okay. Yes. Yeah, so definitely. Well, he helps his parents out quite a bit. So I figured that's why I said I got to check this, because I figured when I felt my watch vibrate. And Nicole says, the house I grew up in had a well in it. Oh, and Jonathan says, me too, sending prayers. I'll let Dave know that. I'll touch base with him after the show and make sure everything's okay. But I figured when he wasn't back just yet, because his mom knows he's on the show, so she wouldn't call. So yes, everybody's sending. We really appreciate that, everybody. So I will definitely let him know that. And I'm going to tell you right now, he'll really appreciate that. I know his family will too. So I do have some spookier videos. Let's check out some spookier stuff here. Actually, you know, if you guys are into it, did any of you watch Nuke's Top 5's latest video? They got some interesting stuff in there. Unless you guys got some spooky stuff you want to share, or you want to send, or you guys want to talk about. Because Jonathan says, got to run. Daughter's got softball. Well, thanks for popping in, Jonathan. Great to see you. Have a good game, your daughter. I used to play softball. Unless you guys got some questions, or you guys want to talk about anything spooky or creepy, thank you, Kathy. I'll let them know for sure. Whatever you guys want to do, we can watch some spooky videos. You can do whatever you want. You guys got questions about anything? You want to know about anything? Whatever you would like. So Silent Diva says, I found out the house was built on a farm that was later broken down and sold off. Interesting. Like I say, the land hold, everything's energy, right? And the land holds a history of the energy a lot of times too, especially if there's some tragic things that went on. And I do believe in portals. You want to watch some videos? Okay, Julie says you want. Let's watch some videos. Okay, let's see what we're going to pull up. I have a whole bunch here. And Michelle Wilfong, I have three paranormal places on the hook for investigations. Interesting. I didn't have it. Well, actually, I did have a couple of people come locally. But every time we tried to get people to come to our old house, something would happen to either them or their family members or something. We eventually left that house and we didn't have anybody. I don't know why this is giving me paid memberships. I don't want that. I'm going to YouTube for you guys here. Only thing with YouTube, they have those darn commercials, but we'll do our best through here. I think Nuke's Top 5, if I'm not mistaken, was pretty spooky. So let's check that out and see. Nuke's Top 5. Just grabbing it. Okay, here's Nuke's Top 5. Let's see videos. So we'll pull it up and we'll see what's in here. I'm not mistaken. Yeah, this one was kind of creepy. So let's pull it in here and we'll see. We might have to fast forward a bit through it. There, I'll mute it for a minute here until we can get through all of these darn crazy commercials. Okay, so many buttons to push, so give me a sec, guys, here. I'll get it going. I'm sure they'll be okay, but like I said, Dave wouldn't have left. I know he wouldn't have left if he didn't need to go. So sometimes that happens with live TV. He'll be okay. I'm sure he'll update us next week or let y'all know in the group, say thank you at least for all the prayers and everything. I'll touch base with them afterwards, and I'm sure everything will be okay. So I know he helps his parents out quite a bit. His parents are getting older and they rely on him. Okay. Hello, Christina Spencer. Welcome. Okay, so what do we got here? So what I'll have to do, just so you know, if we're going to play some of these videos, especially with you two, we'll have to stop and have a little bit of commentary in between, because when we do, what that means is we can show videos like this from different channels by following fair use guidelines. So that's why I'll stop it in between. But this was from, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So I watched it, but it was pretty darn spooky. Let's see when this came out. Hang on. Give me a sec here. Holy cow. He's got 4.25 million people. Holy cow. That's a lot of subscribers. It was 12 days ago, I believe. So let me see, make sure I got it pulled up here. I do. So if you guys got questions too that you decide you want to talk about, you guys said video. So let's look at the videos. I can't remember everything I saw. Okay, full screen. Let's see what the first one is.
A man from Medellin, Colombia is horrified when his cat starts behaving very strangely and appears to see something that he can't see.
This isn't really spooky, it's just weird. Can you guys read the subtitles okay? I'll post this in the group too, so. Look at this cat. This cat is even moving.
Nieves. Nieves, oye, ¿qué estás viendo? Nieves, nena. ¿Qué ves, Nieves? Parece una estatua. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué estabas viendo, nena? ¿Por qué me asustas así? Ya, ya, ya. ¿Qué pasó, mi niña? ¿Qué pasó? Hey. Oh, what? ¿Qué pasó?
The cat is completely frozen and refuses to move, intently staring at something in the opposite room. The man nudges the cat, pets the cat, and even shakes her, but nothing will divert its intense stare. The cat, who is usually very affectionate, then becomes aggressive and just scratches him. The video has been shared and reposted to the internet countless times, and of course, without a source.
That one's not really scary. I'm looking for the really scary ones, but it was just weird. Like whenever I'm working with people with the paranormal, and Christina Spencer says, I hate when my cat does that. It's like, what are you looking at? Yeah, but this cat like didn't even blink. Like it didn't move. And then it attacked him afterwards. That's why it wasn't Spanish, but he was absolutely shocked because his cat's never like that. So it was really weird, right? Not super spooky, but definitely weird. Silent Diva looked like a shadow figure peeking around the edge. I don't know. I was too busy. I'll have to go back. Well, I'll share these in the group, like I said. So if for those of you just joining us, David and I have the thing at the foot of the bed with Laura Lee Poffin and David Hansel on Facebook so that you guys can share your spooky stuff that you capture. You got questions, show ideas, got videos, EVPs, or the stuff that we show during the shows. I try to post them in the group so that y'all can see them even better there as well. There were some spooky stuff, if I'm not mistaken, on this one, though. So let me go through here. I'll just sort of go through here quickly and see what I'm seeing. This one was with dogs. This was kind of weird. Just a voice. So they hang on. I'm hoping there was some spooky stuff on here. So let me go. Oh, this little girl one I've seen. This is creepy. So hang on. We'll go there. I'll have to go a little bit further. Okay, give me a sec.
What the science is showing us is the universe appears to be alive. It appears to be
to record her new toy collection and talk about her day. What happens next is downright chilling.
Okay, so what it's talking about, just so I don't have to try and find the beginning, it's talking about this little girl that got a new camera. And so she's basically vlogging, telling you it's so cute. She's got kind of creepy toys that she got, but she's really excited about her toys. And she's actually sitting in a tent in her bedroom. And then y'all think, I'd love to hear what you guys think this is. So we'll play this one, see what you think, okay? Oh, I guess I should show you.
Hey guys, today I'm going to...
For some reason, we didn't add you to the stage. Hang on. Kathy, okay, so Julie Evans says, the last video, about to say the same. Shadow figure, Kathy Henley Little, looks like some kind of shadow in the next room. And Christina Spencer says, oh, I've seen that one. Is this the one that's coming up with this little girl? Yeah, I've seen this one too. So sorry about that. It wasn't added to the stage. This little girl's vlogging and she's so cute, but she's sitting in a tent in her bedroom. I'll make it full screen for you guys. I'm still here, but just so you can see it all a little bit better, because I can usually manipulate it with my fingers on my computer, but it won't let me do it with YouTube. So here we go. Let's start it for you. This happened on October 10th, 2023 at 6.02 p.m., it looks like. Not sure what time zone.
Lesson that I just got today. We went to a toy store and they had all of these things like this cameraman, these tiny little action figures, this big kitty toilet, and
she's so cute.
And then,
did I show this one? Okay. Well, we'll
I saw my friend the other day on a walk.
This might be from Bizarre Bub, too. I think he almost borrowed from Bizarre Bub. We're really hitting a home run tonight, aren't we? Hang on. We'll try the next one. This one's not that creepy. They just saw something on the highway. Let me see this guy. This is actually real people, this video. This one, I think it's real people. This guy's a camper, and what he does is he goes into strange places and goes camping overnight. Like, he's camped out, I think, in a McDonald's or something it was talking about, and he's out in the middle of the woods. Now, you never find out if these are real people or not. Like, you don't know what it is, but they're stalking him. It's pretty scary, actually, but you don't see anything scary. If it's not on this one, I have Bizarre Bub, and I'm sorry, guys, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants tonight with the way things are going, but sometimes that happens. So I'll post the whole thing for Nuke's Top 5 for you guys to see this. Okay, what's this one? Okay, this is the camping trip. This was creepy, but it was more suspenseful. Like, real people can be creepy. Let's see what this is. Yep. Oh, boy, that camping trip went quite a ways. Here, let's see what this girl's about here. Hang on. I'm going through trying to see. I'm trying to remember what this guy is about here. Hang on. A birthday surprise we've seen. I can't remember what this one is. If I've shown it to you, let me know. But I don't remember what this one was. I want to make sure this isn't the camping trip, but... Okay, we'll try this one and see. This is from Magpie7. I can't remember what it is.
When she decides to do some late night fishing with a friend and record it through social media. But things start to get a little spooky.
I was out here fishing and sirens came from this island. I swear to God, I have it on video. I'm going to play it shortly. Did you catch that, guys? Okay. For real, oh my gosh, this is gone. And she's nothing on your hook.
I have a worm.
I was trying to make this bigger for you guys.
Guys, can you hear this? Okay, well, you can explain that. That's what I was talking about. I don't know what else I should have done. What are you talking about? Stop, there's no monkeys here. I forgot about that. We're the only ones out here witnessing this in the entire world right now.
Megan and her friend both hear bizarre screeching coming from somewhere out in the ocean. Megan thinks that she might have caught evidence of the existence of sirens, mythical creatures that lure their victims into the water to drown them. But her friend seems to think it's a monkey.
Okay.
Monkey?
What can you explain that? That's what I was talking about. I don't know what else I feel about. Stop, there's no monkeys here.
Now, I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure it's not a monkey in the ocean. But what do you think it is? Let me know down in the comments.
Do you want to find your style? Let's go. You heard it said that
guys,
to be creative
in your commercials. Okay, so do you guys, the reason why I stopped it there too, let me bring me back on here so you guys can see somebody rather than full screen. You gonna let me come back on here? Here, we'll do this. There. I didn't want to do it that way, but we'll do it that way. Did you guys, okay, so my name, Laura Lee, comes from German mythology, even though I'm not German. From the Lorelei's, and Lorelei's were sirens, and sirens are, I know Dave doesn't like the word demon, but they're known as demonic type entities that were supposed to have the most beautiful singing voices. That didn't sound beautiful to me, whatever that was. And they used to lure sailors to crash into the rocks to their deaths. That's what my name means. I can't sing worth anything, so I know it's not. I'm not really a siren, but I just thought it was interesting. So, what do you guys think that was? Like anybody that lives on the water, because it sounds like they were in Florida on a trip, and they were out fishing. So, Kathy, you live in Florida, don't you? Like, have you ever heard anything like that? Like, it literally sounds like the most horrible screams. It was kind of hard to hear, but can you guys think? I think it was in Florida. Wherever they were, though, I can assure you there was no monkeys. Like, her friend thought it was a monkey in the middle of the ocean. It wasn't a monkey. Definitely wasn't a monkey. So I don't know. Like, what do you guys think that was? Like, that was pretty, I don't know, creepy. I'm trying to think because I didn't upload a bunch of spooky videos
today. And it was the think outside the box.
We were going to talk about different stuff. And I just checked Dave's
A birthday surprise. In this next
one we've seen, I think. Or I don't know if you guys have seen this. You'll have to let me know. It was it's at a birthday party and it's a grandmother's birthday and it's a whole family. And they're I believe it's Latino. They're singing happy birthday to the grandmother, and all of a sudden you catch this blur and it looks like a little girl going by like at super fast speed. I thought this one was the one that had the spooky stuff. It might have been the week before. Let me go through because I think I might have showed you guys that. Let me see what this one is. Because I know there was some scary stuff on this one. I'm positive. Is this the one where the little kid gets pulled under the bed? I don't know. Hang on. Hidden. Let me just see. I'm going through here, guys. There's something in the hallway. Let's see. Keep going. Sorry. I think this is in a... Oh, this is a Japanese one. The Japanese ones are always spooky. How about we play that one, you guys? I'm going to check it out because I don't know if y'all have noticed this if you study the paranormal, but I've noticed that depending on where you are, geographically, that it seems to have certain types of spirits. So I know Dave and I've talked about it probably in the beginning of our show, not tonight, but I mean, when we first started out, like, what do you guys think that is? Like, is it a tulpa, like collective religious dogma, cultural beliefs, and a collection of energy that creates certain spirits? Like, if you think about it, Japan, right? They had that movie, The Ring. And how many of those spirits show up, it seems, if people catch them on camera, catch them in a picture, it always, and I've never watched The Ring, I've just seen the advertisement for it, but the girl's always got a white nightgown on, long black hair, not barely covering, you can't really see her face. Mexico, they seem, like in that area, South America, they always seem to get certain types of really odd spirits. Like, I don't know, I've noticed that. Then when you go over to the Middle East, I've seen some incredible pictures of and video. And I believe the guy that these have come from, they've been on Nuke's Top 5 of jinn. And some of those jinn videos are insane. And the reason why I believe they're real, because these clips have been taken. This guy goes live when he films some of this stuff. I have seen paper start on fire. I have literally seen what looks like how they would describe a jinn, which it looks like a shadow or black smoke. And they've caught it on camera. They've caught it poking its head out windows. Like, it is insane. So let's see. Julie Evans says spooky. Kathy Henley Little. No, I haven't heard that before, but we do have monkeys in Florida, but inland. Yeah, I could see inland. Wherever this was, and you guys will be able to watch the whole 10 videos. Like I said, I'll post it in the group. But there was no monkeys floating in the middle of the ocean where they were fishing. Definitely not on a little lifeboat screaming. But it kind of sounded screechy like that voice. Some, I guess, Michelle, you're talking about the videos that you have from your apartment. You said it's titled My Haunted Apartment. Maybe I missed something there. Hang on. I know that your apartment, you're having problems, but okay. This is from Oka. These guys do quite a bit of filming. This is in Japan. So again, see what you think. I don't think it's so much that they catch on camera. They just get really weird, strange stuff going on. So hang on. I don't think it might have been the week before that was really spooky, but we'll play. Here, I gotta add these guys. Hang on. Why does it say removed? I thought I had these guys added. There we go. Make it full screen for you there so you can see it bigger because you'll need the subtitles.
One hero from the YouTube channel Omagatoki Film set out to investigate an old house in Agui, Japan. It is said that the house is haunted by the spirit of a young child. The two investigators are exploring the house when they find a hidden corridor.
しょうがないね。まあ、行くしかない。ちょっと待ってください。ドア。ドア。確かに。変な部屋。何これ。何この空間、やば。
あ、まだまだこれ。ああ。開けるよ。うわ、うわ、うわ。いや、何これ。病室じゃん。うん。なんだこれ。ええ、ペットってことだよね、これね。
Hopefully you guys can see this. You guys can see the subtitles okay. I'm just going to see if you guys got any comments here. Oh, you've got a video on your YouTube channel called Michelle Wilfong called My Haunted Apartment. She says it's on YouTube. So you guys can check that out if you like. Or Michelle, you're more than welcome to post it in the group too for the thing at the foot of the bed. Okay, so they're in this house that's notoriously haunted, and it looks like there's like a hospital thing set up here. This is kind of creepy, what they figure out has been caught on film.
So
it's a child's bedroom.
The hidden corridor leads to what appears to be a room where a sick child was kept. But did you see
As
Tomon Hero entered the creepy hidden room, someone can be seen peeking out from behind a curtain and then quickly ducking back out of sight. The two investigators have no idea what they just captured and just continue on with their investigation. Hero decides to stay inside the house alone to see if the ghost that is said to haunt the property will make an appearance. After setting up his phone as a static camera in the other room, he sits alone in the house for 30 minutes. Despite a few strange noises, nothing really happens. But then Hero goes to check his static camera.
Make it bigger so he doesn't need it.
Mysteriously, Hero's phone has been knocked over and is no longer recording. When they review the phone's footage later, the Omagatoki team is shocked by what the phone camera captured. There's an ominous sound and a bizarre face.
You guys see the face?
Face appears right at the moment that the camera is knocked over. After reviewing their footage, yeah. Tomo and Hiro now believe that the old house is indeed haunted by some unknown entity. You can watch this entire creepy investigation over on the YouTube channel, Omigatoki Film. Thanks for watching, so follow me on
So, what did you guys think of that creepy one? That was pretty darn creepy, wasn't it? So I'm going to post this in the group tonight so you guys can check it out. You'll see there is an actual face in there. And what knocked over their camera? I don't know. I have seen some really weird. There's Ogatoki, I think they said, film. There's been the clip show or something, and there's a few of them in there that get some really weird, strange stuff on camera and go into a lot of investigations. And I know in Japan, the privacy laws in particular, you can't show anybody's face. Excuse me, they can show themselves as investigators, but you can't show actual human beings in there. So a lot of people get like for privacy, but I am telling you, yeah, you saw the face appear. Yeah. And when you see it too, like on your own device, you're going to go, holy crap, what is that? If it wasn't, I apologize. This wasn't the one that was as scary. It was the week before on Nuke's Top 5 or week and a half. So check it out. This will be the latest one when you go there. Please don't eat my necklace. My cat has decided to make an appearance. And then, it's the second last video, like second newest. I think that was the one that was really creepy. You guys, we are out of time. And I just checked my messages. David's fine. He just has to help his parents out with a few things. That's all. Everybody's fine. And I appreciate, I will definitely pass along all the prayers and good energy you all sent. Happy birthday again to Julie Jean Bassett and to anybody else who might be celebrating this week. Don't forget, you guys, if you're enjoying what you see, to stay around. We got the second night of the amazing Outer Realm with the incredible Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano. And I will be back next week. On the Angel Rock, she's been on the Angel Rock before. You guys loved her. You will love her. Her name is Sonia Roy. She used to be a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer, and she now does incredibly powerful healing and spirituality. She's an author, and I think she's going to be talking about her new book. It's actually How to Deal with Narcissism, which I don't know about you guys, but I'm sort of starting to see a bit of an epidemic, it seems, over the last few years with it and how to heal from that. And she's got some incredible connection to spirit and teaching videos and all kinds of stuff. So a lot of you maybe haven't gotten to know her. She hasn't been on in a couple of years, but really incredible lady, goes around the world, holds retreats for healing. She has an energy healing center in Alberta where she is. And yeah, she'll update us on all that. So she's coming on 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, Eastern Standard Time. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be back here next Thursday, same time, same space on the thing at the foot of the bed. So don't forget to join our group. We're at 102 people. When we get to 200, Dave and I are going to start going live in there, doing, you know, free one question readings and hanging out with all of you. So if you ever want to get a hold of me to book, I do psychic mediumship, Akashic Records readings. I also do energy healing, crystal Reiki, teaching and mentoring. You can get a hold of me on facebook.com/ The Angel Rock, or the fastest, easiest way is on social media, but on Messenger on Facebook. But you can get a hold of me anywhere under The Angel Rock or Laura Lee Potvin. I'm on every social media platform. If you guys ever want to book a reading with David because he can't give himself a shout out, I'm going to. Be sure to get a hold of him on his website, thewhispertome.com. He does not message people to solicit readings, nor do I. So if you get that, that's from neither of us. Also, what else do I want to tell you? Don't forget to check out Lake Superior Paracon. Love to have you join us up here. I'd love to meet y'all in person. That'd be so cool. Yeah, I think that's pretty well everything. Oh, don't forget too, I have two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal and the Angel Rocker Tribe for many of the spiritual things. Okay, everybody, I'm so glad you all were here tonight. Thanks for your flexibility as my cat's wagging her tail like crazy for you. She's going, bye. Stay tuned for Michelle and Amelia next. Okay, we love you all. See you on Monday, and David and I will see you here next Thursday, if not in the group, okay? Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Have a good one. Take care.